Well, Vicki Mitshaw is here with us from the Delta County Chamber of Commerce and the UP State Fair. And Vicki, the fair, it's back.
Yay! We're so excited about it being back. And, you know, the gates will open in less than 2 weeks. So it's really an exciting time, a really busy, but a very, very exciting time on the UP State Fairgrounds.
Well, the fair, you guys held out as long as you could last year, didn't you? I mean, you were hoping, and then it just didn't happen because of the restrictions at the time, hey?
Well, you know, yeah, and the UP State Fair Authority always has the best interests of our fairgoers in mind. So, you know, they waited until the 1st of July to make the decision, and then when it looked like it was the crowd restrictions and then the restrictions with our carnival rides, when that was definitely going to have an impact on the fair. And so they made the wise decision to say, well, you know, we're going to hold a livestock auction so that we can help these kids that made the huge investment in their animals. And we had a very, very successful expo. We think that we kept the community very safe and, you know, just gave us that much more energy and that much more enthusiasm to plan for the 2021 fair.
And so what have you done since then? There is still a virus out there, so there are still some people that are concerned about it. So what have we done, you know, this year, nuts and bolts, to have a fair and to have it safe?
Sure. And you're exactly right. You know, obviously, we follow all state of Michigan health rules. So that is one of the things that we're definitely going to follow, all of our Michigan laws, of course. But what we have done, we've implemented some of the protocols that we had in place for last year during the expo. So one of the very positive things is we are now doing online ticketing, so that if people don't want to stand in line, they don't want to exchange money, they can just go online, purchase their gate tickets and print a QR code that gets scanned when they come through the gate. So that is one of the things that we're doing. The other thing, of course, is we'll have a more aggressive cleaning schedule, and then we're spreading out vendors a little bit more also. So that's the objective, to just kind of give people a little bit more room on the fairgrounds once they cross through the gates. So, you know, some of the very important things that we did have in place last year, we'll be able to move forward again this year. And, you know, as luck would have it, last year we moved the livestock auction into the grandstand area, and that was just so popular and so well received by the buyers that we decided that we're going to do that again this year. And, you know, it allows for our buyers to spread out a little bit more, and the accommodations are probably just a little bit nicer than they were in areas that we previously held it.
We are privileged to have the governor come up. I don't think she's been up here because she's been busy. So she hasn't been doing any public events in the UP that I'm aware of. So I know you're pleased that she'll be able to come up.
We have Governor Whitmer scheduled for an appearance on Thursday, August 19th. This will be part of our, we've been holding the lunch with the governor for at least the last 11 years. So it's kind of nice that our chamber member restaurants can come together and showcase their signature dishes. And, you know, it'll be held right after the UP Veterans Award ceremony. So that is held right next to the activities tent where the governor's luncheon will be. I expect that the governor will be participating in that ceremony. And then when she's done with that, she'll come over and have lunch with about 400 guests.
All right. And how can anybody listening be one of those guests, or is it invitation only?
Nope. They simply have to call the Delta County Chamber of Commerce, 786-2192, and reserve their spot. The $20 does include gate admission, and otherwise they can go online to our website, deltami.org, and order tickets online.
Okay, and the last thing is what's new this year? What would you like to? Well, I know we'll be talking beforehand, and we'll talk with the folks from Skirbix and whatnot. But give us a tease. What's new this year?
So you do promise that we will talk often before the fair, right?
Of course.
Because there are so many things to be highlighting and talking about during probably what we consider to be one of the more exciting times in the Upper Peninsula, that of course being Fair Week. So, you know, there are a lot of different things. Many of the things we've already announced, of course, for Grandstand Entertainment, because we postponed last year all of our Grandstand Entertainment that we had scheduled in 2020. will just be part of the 2021 fair. So that, you know, it's not new for us to have great grandstand entertainment, and that we promise again this year. There's a Dukes of Hazzard stunt show, the Northeast Ohio Dukes, that'll be taking place on Sunday. So that's new for us. That'll be afternoon entertainment, and that will be right before the UPIR racing. And, of course, then we end with fireworks. So great grandstand lineup, not new, but definitely good. And then we have, for free midway entertainment, the DNR is bringing in the Smokey the Bear hot air balloon. That'll be new. We have new free midway entertainment, Those Funny Little People, which is sponsored by Embers Credit Union, the Mystic Bubble Show, Zuzu African Acrobats. And so, you know, that's new and will be something a little bit different for us to be able to offer at this year's fair. Again, free to anybody once they buy their gate passes. And then as far as the livestock side, what's new this year is we have something that's called the Supreme Champion. That'll be held on Friday, August 20th. That's going to be kind of new and exciting. So a little bit, a few new offerings in the livestock side. Same great entertainment, but with some new and exciting events there. And new food vendors. We have a new barbecue food vendor coming in, a new bourbon chicken food vendor coming in. So, you know, I think that I think after being without a fair for a year, I think that people will be coming through the gates again and going, oh yeah, this is all new again.
Well, thanks a lot, Vicki. I know that a lot of people are excited about it, and we will be talking again to kind of get people in the mood.
I really appreciate that, Jack. Thank you very much for thinking about the UP State Fair and keeping us on your radar.